Harold's long, thin shadow, cast by a low, pale sun, stretched out before him on the river path. A fear so primal pinned him to the spot as he watched three men on horseback bear down on him at speed. The sound of their hooves slamming into the hard ground seemed to echo the thud of Harold's heart. After the special mass this morning for the start of Lent, the monks of Clantoni Secunda Priory had retired to their cells to begin fasting and to contemplate their transgressions. As Harold's worst transgression was to steal the odd apple or crust of bread from the kitchen, he saw no reason to do penance. In all of Harold's 9 years, he had never ventured beyond the stone perimeter walls of the priory alone. Prior Clement kept him close by his side, a protective and watchful eye on his every move. But Prior Clement was not well and had retired with the other monks, leaving Harold to his own devices. So Harold had decided that today was his best chance to explore the outside world. The monks often talked about a place called the Cockaine, a fish weir close by on the River Severn, so he had set off in that direction, thinking it might be a good place to start his adventure. Harold walked through the monk's orchard, the bare branches of the apple tree spreading out like scuttling spiders' legs above him. The ground was carpeted with pale yellow flowers of wild primroses and the occasional flash of vibrant purple crocus. As he weaved in and out of the spidery branches, his feet sank into the spongy feathered moss beneath his flimsy leather sandals, and the crack of fallen twigs could be heard in the stillness. Beyond the orchard, a thickly wooded forest led down to the riverbank. Once there, he made his way along a worn path until it opened out onto a clearing. It was then he heard the hooves of galloping horses thudding into the cold, frosted earth. The noise grew louder, echoing in and out of the tree trunks. He turned and saw three men riding hard towards him. They were almost upon him when the lead horseman gave a harsh tug on the reins. His horse reared up and stopped short of where Harold stood.
"You boy," he growled.
Harold did not like the sound of his voice. It was deep and full of menace. He wondered what he could possibly have done to make this man angry. Perhaps he had wandered onto his land. Harold's stomach knotted, telling him something was wrong. He looked into the steely black eyes of the horseman and began to regret leaving the priory without the permission of Prior Clement.
Yes, sire, Harold stuttered, his heart thudding in his chest.
"Your name, boy?"
Harold, sire.
Harold what?
Just Harold, sire.
What do you mean, just Harold? Surely your parents gave you a name?